It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a survey of students at UW-Madison found that members of minority groups are less likely than their peers to feel like they belong on campus. We'll look at those results and what's being done to help improve the campus climate. First, House Republicans passed their tax overhaul bill yesterday. The bill passed with a comfortable margin, with 227 votes in favor, 205 opposed. No Democrats voted in favor of the measure. If President Trump and other Republicans get their way, the bill will be on the president's desk before the end of the year. But the GOP's effort to reform the tax code is hitting more roadblocks in the Senate. One critic so far is Wisconsin's own Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Bernie Becker is a tax reporter for Politico. He joins us now to share the latest on the Republican tax legislation. Bernie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the Republican House plan. Can you give us some of the highlights of what they ended up passing?
Yeah, so the centerpiece for both pieces of legislation is cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. That's something that President Trump has said is his red line. That's the central thing he wants. On the individual side, it cuts some taxes for most people, but it also has some family credits that would expire and some changes in the state and local incentives, but would allow people to still write off their property taxes.
And then different organizations and government bodies are trying to score these measures as they come along. What are we seeing as far as who would feel a positive benefit, a negative impact from what the House passed?
Right. And so the way this was written was that it's written for a $1.5 trillion tax cut for the first 10 years of this. It's one of the things, it's a beauty in the eye of the beholder thing. It would be a tax cut for all groups, according to most analyses, but there would be some people within those groups, especially in the middle class, that would see a tax increase. So it's both sides have been able to find reasons to either praise or oppose this legislation because of those findings.
Now, the House has passed a thing, and the Senate is working on a thing that made it through a committee. Those two things are not identical, and that's important. What are the key differences between the two plans?
Right. I think it is fair to say that there are sort of broad similarities. This is not, sometimes when the House and the Senate are working on two different things, they can be very far apart. They both cut the corporate rate by the same amount. There are some differences on the mortgage interest deduction. The House cuts that while the Senate doesn't. There is, individual tax brackets, international tax rules for sort of how businesses would be taxed on their offshore income, very sort of weedy in stuff there. And also the sort of how they would tax businesses that aren't corporations. And that's actually what Ron Johnson's main criticisms have been. Those are also very different. He actually doesn't like either of them. So there are a fair amount of differences on both the individual side and the corporate side.
Yeah, let's listen to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson talking about that issue on CNN yesterday.
The folks who wrote the framework for this tax reform realize that if we're going to make American businesses globally competitive, which we must do, it's table stakes, we need to make sure that every American company remains competitive, and we can't leave the pass-through businesses behind.
So talk about that. There are different kinds of businesses and business tax cuts. So what has Senator Johnson concerned here?
Right. So, I think when a lot of people think of businesses, they think of corporations, but that's less than 10% of all companies in the U.S. So there are a lot of businesses that as he was saying, pass-throughs, they pay taxes to the individual system. That could be like your neighborhood hardware store, your corner store, but it could also be sort of very large law firms, hedge funds, those sorts of places. So what Ron Johnson has been saying is that, yes, it's a great thing to cut the corporate rate down to 20%, but in the process, you're leaving behind some of those individual businesses or those businesses that pay through that individual system. So he's concerned that the way both the House and the Senate have structured this now, those companies would be paying, upwards to 30%, maybe even more than that. And that's a pretty big difference between the 20% rate you're seeing on the corporate side. He wants to see a closer delta there. And it's a very difficult thing to write because you don't want to allow people to abuse that pass-through rate so as to be to say it's business income when it's actual wage income. So as you can see, it gets very complicated. But the problem is that he thinks that those pass-through businesses have been left behind in this sort of rush to slash the corporate rate.
And what's been the response from Republicans? I know here in Wisconsin, Congressmember Sensenbrenner said something about Senator Johnson. These are in the same party now, said he was strutting like a peacock, stepping forward to do this instead of negotiating more behind the scenes.
I think there is sort of a memory of how Senator Johnson handled the health care debate in the Senate. He was sort of out there very early as someone who had issues and sort of a squeaky wheel on that. Eventually, he came into line. I mean, I think this is, you know, this is something that people talked about as being a potential issue when we just knew what the framework of this plan was going to be, that this was sort of making sure that those pass-through businesses were sort of, you know, helped as much as corporations were, was something that was going to be a very important thing. And so I do think they're going to have to make changes, or it's potentially they'll have to make changes to sort of appease him. And I think there are others who may be, you know, quieter than Johnson, but also have some issues there. So I think you can expect to see some changes. You know, the Senate bill is not a finished product yet. But I do think you do get a sense there are some Republicans who don't like how publicly sort of Johnson handles what could be internal disagreements, you know?
Talking to Bernie Becker from Politico, looking at tax overhaul efforts in both houses of Congress. You mentioned the Affordable Care Act there, and that was a recent change now in the Senate tax bill eliminating the individual mandate. That is not in the House version of this, so what happens there?
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, the House has always been more aggressive on health care, certainly this year, and they had said that they didn't want to include the individual mandate just because of how controversial it was and how, you just saw how their health care efforts went. The Senate basically decided that it needed this adds more than $300 billion you can use the $300 billion from eliminating the mandate to sort of put tax cuts elsewhere. And so that's something they decided they needed to do because, you know, a permanent corporate rate of 20% is expensive. So they used that to sort of beef up some of the other individual provisions to make it sort of seem more friendly to individuals and to sort of stave off the idea that this was largely driven by helping the corporate world and not the sort of middle class, which is the message they've been pushing.
And there was a long, difficult exchange in a Senate committee. I want to give a listen to Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and Orrin Hatch from Utah, Republican, talking about the impact of the bill. Here's a little excerpt of that.
I just think it would be nice just tonight, before we go home, to just acknowledge, well, this tax cut really is not for the middle class, it's for the rich. And that whole thing about higher wages, well, it's a good selling point. But we know companies don't just give away higher wages. They just don't give away higher wages just because they have more money. Corporations are sitting on a lot of money now. They're sitting on a lot of profits now. I don't see wages going up. So just spare us the bank shots, spare us the sarcasm and the satire, and let's move.
I'm going to spare it, but I'm going to just say to you that I come from the poor people, and I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public believes
it. I'm not through.
He wasn't through. It went on awkwardly for a while there. This was a tense moment for a Senate committee meeting.
Right, and you know, Orrin Hatch especially is not known for being. I mean, he keeps his temper pretty well in control. So it was, it was very late as someone who was watching that. So I think a lot of people are surprised to see how that went down. But it does sort of speak to the tension of this, to sort of how badly Republicans feel like they need to get a tax bill done. They've got basically zero legislative accomplishments this year. It's less than a year now until they face voters again. And this was something where Democrats feel like they were not sort of allowed to play a role here, and this was something that was written by Republicans, going to be passed by the GOP. So it's sort of natural that the tensions would rise, especially sort of right before the vote.
And briefly, Bernie, a lot of this bill has been crafted to be passable by a simple majority, not a 60-vote majority. Mm-hmm. And what are the prospects for that happening as people are watching this over the next month or two?
Right. So the Senate is going to take that bill to the floor when they get back the week after Thanksgiving. And they can only lose two votes. And So it's sort of one of the thing that's always with watching them is there's a push and a pull. Adding in the mandate, you could see losing someone like Susan Collins. You know, there are people who are concerned about the debt this will cause. You got Ron Johnson. So they're likely going to have to do something to change the bill to assuage some of those concerns.
And we'll have to leave it there. Sorry, Bernie. Thanks a lot for joining us today. That was Bernie Becker, tax reporter for Politico. He joins to look at the GOP tax plan that passed in the House and the Senate efforts to pass a similar bill.